Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Georgia because it's on a lot of people's minds. At least that's what my inbox says. A whole lot of people are asking what I think is going to happen with the runoff in Georgia. It's a very unique situation. I'm not sure what the turnout's going to be. I don't know who's going to show up to this one. Because while the Democratic Party's pretty energized, the Republican Party, they have a lot to consider with this, with their vote. It's not just a matter of whether or not they support Walker. If we're being honest, and most people are basing their decision on whether or not they think Walker or Warnock is going to be the person who represents the interest of Georgia best, I think most people would go with Warnock, regardless of political party. During the midterms, I think most people who voted for Walker were doing so in hopes of the Republican Party gaining control of the Senate. Well, that doesn't matter now. It really does not matter. Even if they win, they don't get control of the Senate. So that's going to be less of a motivating factor for them. He's not a particularly strong candidate to begin with. And then you have to add in the factionalism that is occurring within the Republican Party. Most Republicans at this point, they want Trump gone. I think most people understand that if Walker wins, it kind of buoys Trump a little bit. It puts a little bit more wind in his sails. A vote for Walker is a vote for Trump. And I think there are a lot of Republicans who are just done with him. They're done with Trump. And I think that might actually hurt Walker, because I think a lot of Republicans who might have decided, fine, I'll vote for Walker because we need control of the Senate, they don't have that motivation anymore. And then they have the added motivation that if he wins, they're more likely to have to deal with more of Trump's rhetoric, and they know that hurts the party as a whole. Because remember, Georgia has kind of shifted. Georgia isn't MAGA central anymore. Georgia is a state that supported the person who told Trump to take a hike. I'm not sure. I have no idea how these factors are going to play out in the Republican mind and what that's going to do to voter turnout. If I'm advising Warnock's campaign, I would focus all of my efforts on voter turnout, on getting my voters to the polls. I wouldn't worry about anything Walker says. I wouldn't respond to anything. It doesn't matter, because I kind of feel like there will be lower Republican turnout simply because they don't want to help Trump. Because there are growing factions within the Republican Party that understand how damaging Trump is to the party as a whole. Some places knew that beforehand. Most Republicans definitely have to admit that after the dismal performance in the midterms. And a lot of it had to do with Trump. They may try to spin and point the finger at McConnell, but it was Trump's candidates that really kind of had a bad time. So I would hope that most Republicans have figured that out by now. By the way, I'm going to pretend that's a werewolf on my shirt. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.